here on WGNS, and the tip is controlled by Riverdale, and Petty has it. Brings it slowly across the timeline. Picked up by McIntyre. Smyrna in a man-to-man. Over to Watkins, top of the key. Over in the corner, goes to Middleton. Jumper from about 15 is good. Alexa Middleton gets things rolling for the Riverdale Warriors, and it's 2-0 Riverdale. Hunt, lob pass over to McCrary, getting in some trouble. Ball trying to be taken away, and Middleton jumps up with it, and it's going to be Smyrna's ball.
John, let me remind folks, maybe tuning in to try to catch the Lady Raiders. That game is on 89.5 WMOT. Will be tape delay broadcast here on the radio. They're playing FAU and tipped it off right now.
Middleton has it, top of the key. Bounce pass down low to Barbie, back out to Petty. Middleton open for three, bottom. Middleton opens up with 5 points, and it's 5-0 Riverdale. Some of the prettiest form I've ever seen from a girl shooting the basketball. McCrary bounces over to Hunt. Now gets it out to Kayla Hunt, but the ball's picked off by Barbie. Now Hunt dives for it, and they've got a timeout on the floor, and Sean Middleton calls it alertly. 30-second timeout, 5-0 Riverdale.
Well, Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug bring you the 30-second timeouts. Experienced, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as industry leaders, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught will combine experience and technology to put you in the driver's seat and bring the buyers to you. Bob Bug, Stan Vaught, auctioneers at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Riverdale has jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and Smyrna has the ball. They take it outside court, gives it to Kayla Hunt, over to McIntyre. And she gets it across. But immediately throws it away to Watkins. Here's Jones, down low deep, behind the back pass from Barbie. Now Barbie gets it back from Petty, and now foul going to be called.
They pass so well in the interior, John, that those fouls like that Smyrna just had, sometimes you're just there and in the way. You don't know where the ball is going, and that makes it tough to defend.
Quick as a hiccup. In other words, Barbie has it, top of the key, gives it over to Petty, and they'll set it back up. Right side it goes to Jones, back to Barbie, now Petty. Foul line extended, there's Middleton in and out this time with the jump shot. Barbie gets the rebound, flips it back out to Petty, going to drive baseline, gives it over to Jones. Back to Watkins, inside, down low, Barbie puts it up against the glass, and good. Barbie's first basket, 7-0 Riverdale.
Going to work there, trying to get a little space in there, a little push and shove, and got some space in the interior for the shot.
Seeing a little everything right now. Hunt having trouble getting it across, and a 10-second violation on Smyrna, the first turnover for the Bulldogs. Make that four, excuse me. Watkins comes out, and Shelby Davenport comes in for Riverdale. She's a 6-foot sophomore. Petty has it. Dribbles between the legs, gives it over to Barbie. Barbie drives, goes up, strong, puts it up and in. Barbie just went right to the basket and scores. It's 9-0 Riverdale. Ball taken away by Jones, now picked off again by Kayla Hunt. Smyrna has some numbers, gives it down to Hunt, back to Kayla Hunt. Basket good. Nicely done by Smyrna. 9-2 the score, and there's a jumper good from the corner. By Alexa Middleton, and Riverdale immediately comes back.
One pass down the floor, and Middleton was wide open.
Smyrna beats the press again. This time Bolton goes up against Middleton, and she's fouled by Alexa. 11-2 Riverdale with 5:21 to go in the first. And Allie Bolton will go to the free throw line. Bolton, who had a nice game last night, or the night before last on Thursday night against Siegel.
They all run together, don't they?
Yeah, at this point in time, they do. Free throw is good. 11-3 now, and Anna Williams is coming in for Smyrna, 5'6 sophomore.
John, to stay in this game, the Lady Bulldogs are going to have to shoot extremely well tonight, cut the turnovers down. They've got four early turnovers, and they're going to have to shoot well at the foul line.
Bolton's second one is also good, so she gets both ends of the free throws, and Brooklyn Blanchard steps in for Smyrna. along with Treasure Hunt. Kayla goes out. In the corner is Jones, open. Misses it, rebound. However, Barbie went from one side of the goal and went to the other side and scored. 6 points for Barbie.
Boy, she's playing at a different level this afternoon.
13-4, and a foul called.
She's very not that she is not very good, but, John, she's doing some things underneath the basket that you can tell it's postseason time.
Barbie commits a personal. Smyrna has the ball. Kayla Hunt back in to Blanchard. Back out to Bolton, and the long jumper by Kayla Hunt. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out. Treasure Hunt has it. Hunt sets it back up, gives it to Blanchard. And she takes a step. Turnover number 5 for Smyrna.
Those are the turnovers that it's hard to get over. You can't really have those against Smyrna or against Riverdale.
Petty has it. Bounce pass to Davenport. Takes a couple of dribbles. Gets it inside to Barbie. Flips it out to Jones. Open for 3. I think they deflected that a little bit. Hunt comes down with it to Kayla Hunt. Numbers for Smyrna. Blanchard from the corner. No good. Rebound. Tipped by Williams. Petty comes away with it. Petty streaking down the floor. Drives. Puts it up. Scoop shot. No good. Watkins has the rebound. She goes up. No good. Rebound. Down with it is Smyrna. Hunt. And now Olivia Jones picks up the foul as she reaches in on Kayla Hunt.
Middleton going to come back in, John, and Jones going to go out.
So Middleton, Petty, Watkins, Davenport, and Barbie in for Riverdale. 13-4 our score, Riverdale. Treasure Hunt's open for 3. She has nothing but net. First bank 3, Treasure Hunt. And 13-7. Smyrna making a little run here. 3:58 to go in the first. Riverdale by 6. Petty being guarded by Blanchard. Crossover dribble. Feeds it out to Barbie. She's open for 3. In and out. Rebound. Davenport tips it back in. First basket for Shelby. 15-7 Riverdale. Hunt gives it back to Hunt, and they're going to throw it away, I think. Kayla does save it, however. Desperation pass to Williams. And they don't get it over in time. Another 10-second violation. And turnover number 6 for Smyrna.
Really good effort right there. Almost made it.
Well, it took probably 4 seconds for Kayla to get to that loose ball. Then she threw a desperation pass down to Williams. She just couldn't get it across in time. Barbie has it at the foul line. Gives it to Middleton. Open for 3. No good. Rebound picked up. Davenport. Loose ball. And now a push is going to be on Davenport. Shelby's first. Riverdale leads it by 8. 3:14 to go in the first game of 4 tonight. Just stay with us here on WGNS. We'll be here almost all night.
Well, we will have this plus the tape delay broadcast of the FAU men and women.
Barbie makes a steal on Blanchard. Going to be an easy layup. It is. Barbie with 8.
Those games are live on 89.5 WMOT, but we'll have them after we're done here tonight.
Kayla Hunt trying to get it across the timeline, gives it to Treasure. They do make it. Hunt stops, shoots, jumper, in and out. Rebound, Middleton. High off the boards for that one. Middleton working. Oh, great fake to the outside. Misses the layup. Rebound, Williams.
Oh, that was really a good fake.
She did everything right except the shot, didn't she?
Just a little too hard right there, I think.
10-point Riverdale lead. Smyrna with the ball. Hunt being double-teamed. And now an offensive foul on Treasure Hunt. Gave a little elbow there. And Treasure picks up her first. Arg. That's pirate talk. I just
told Barton you were going to do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Petty is out. John and Jones is back in.
17-7 our score. Olivia Jones has it right side to Watkins. Feed down low to Barbie. Great feed. Barbie misses the shot. Goes up for the rebound. Misses that one. Williams comes down with it and comes away with it. Pressured. Now gives it off to Kayla Hunt. Here come the Bulldogs. To Blanchard. Back to Hunt. open for three. Long jumper's good. Kayla Hunt with five. First bank three.
That's going to keep them in here and keep them close, John, if they can hit those outside jumpers, because they've been unguarded, the two that they've hit.
17-10, Barbie. And they're going to call underneath the basket. A lot of shoving going on down there. And that foul is going to be on Anna Williams. First foul on Anna. Fourth team foul on Smyrna.
McIntyre just checked in for the Lady Bulldogs too, John.
Inside it goes to Jones, and the layup is good on the inbounds play. Her first basket, 19-10. Hunt to McIntyre. The three is up and short. Rebound. Hunt back to McIntyre again, puts it up with the left hand, and it's good. McIntyre with a basket, and it's 19-12. Riverdale has a 7-point lead, 1:16 to go in the first quarter. Blanchard picks up Middleton. Now at the high post is Barbie, feeds off to Middleton, and now Blanchard's going to foul her as she goes up. Middleton leading, has seven. Make that, I thought she was leading, but now it's Barbie with eight. Middleton has seven. Kayla Hunt has five for Smyrna. Middleton is going to go to the free throw line. Watkins on the other end of the court getting some advice from John Wild. Free throw is good. Middleton with eight. And coming in is Taisha Petty. Watkins goes out.
Middleton, a very good free throw shooter as well. So she is one you probably don't want to send to the line.
Free throw is up and good. She has nine to lead Riverdale. 19-14. McIntyre in some trouble. Now gives it over to Davenport. It's 21. I think the score is wrong. 21, yes, that's right. 21-12. They put the score. I thought that was wrong. Barbie underneath the basket with the left hand at the block and scores. She has 10. 23-12. The lead is 11 now. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. McIntyre dribbles, drives, gives off to Treasure Hunt. Jumpers good. Another first bank three, and does a flip in the process. How do you do that? She's got six.
I'd be in bed for 2 weeks.
I couldn't even get in that position to do that.
Well, that was I could fall into it.
That was a tremendous shot by Treasure Hunt. 23-15. Riverdale has an 8-point lead. High post, Barbie. Drives on Williams. Goes up strong, puts it up. She's fouled. Williams is going to get her, and she's going to go to the line for two.
Well, Barbie's going to get everybody's best shot in the paint, and how she reacts to it and works hard at it, that's going to be the sign for Riverdale, whether they can weather that storm, if you will. They're really raking Barbie over the coals in the paint.
Barbie, free throws missed. Riverdale defeated Smyrna 78-28 in their first meeting. The second meeting, 79-35. So 23-15 here. 5 seconds left. Riverdale by eight. Second one is good. Barbie with 11. Pressure by Riverdale. Hunt to Treasure. Hunt going up the baseline, and the ball is taken away. Middleton does not get the shot off in time, and that's the end of the first quarter with a score. Riverdale Warriors 24, Lady Bulldogs 15. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, and we'll be right back.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to be a unique store, a pro-grade store, but one that also the beginner is going to feel comfortable in. So whether you're a beginning musician looking for those starter lessons, or whether you're a pro player who really needs that pro equipment, that's what we want to be here for you.
Hi, this is Tom. We offer a variety of lessons in guitar, bass, keyboard, and drum set.
This is Dave Kivenimi, inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard Update. MTSU defeats St. Louis for their first win in 2012 in baseball in 11 innings, 3-2. And want to highlight this evening, Jonathan Freebus, former Riverdale baseballer, freshman, went 5 innings, allowed 3 hits, struck out 4 in his first career outing for the Blue Raiders. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at toa.com.
Bolton hits one from the foul line to get Smyrna back again and on track, 24-17. Bolton with 4. Smyrna hanging tough, Brian. They're not going away.
Shooting very well, and I think that's a key.
And they've gotten a little used to the pressure. The foul is called, and that one is on Treasure Hunt.
When you play a team 3 times, you know their tendencies a lot better, and I think that's why we see scores go down in the district tournament.
Middleton misses the jumper. Rebound, Treasure Hunt. Now loses it, gives it right into the hands of Jones, who's fouled, and she scores. That's a tough break for Smyrna, but Riverdale right there, as they usually are, to pick up a quick basket. Jones has 4, going to go to the free throw line. And I think that's the 3rd foul on Treasure Hunt. And it is. She's going to have to go to the bench. Jones hits the basket. She has 5. 27-17. The lead is 10. They give it to Treasure Hunt. She misses the ball. Rebound, or make that the loose ball picked up by Barbie. Middleton for 3. Yes! Middleton with 12. First bank 3 for Middleton. 30-17.
In just a matter of seconds, things can turn so quickly with Riverdale and the pressure that they put on.
That is the truth. Brian, telling you. We were looking up, it was a 7-point lead, and all of a sudden now it's 13, and the foul is going to be picked up. I think that was on Watkins. I was talking to you, wasn't paying attention.
It was Watkins.
Not good for a play-by-play man not to pay attention, I guess. Probably needs to, isn't it? Blanchard has it between the circles. Dribbles with the left hand, gives it over in the corner to Williams. Williams getting close to that double team, and she does. The pass, Petty looking for it. It's going to be Smyrna's ball, however, as it goes off Petty out of bounds.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard Update. FAU leading MTSU 9-8 in women's basketball. You can hear that game live on 89.5 or listen back to the tape delay broadcast this evening.
Should we be telling the score? Oh, yeah, I guess we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Tape delay means, you know, they can go back and listen to the highlights.
That's right. You know.
And the ball's kicked. It'll be Smyrna's ball. 30-17 Riverdale. McCrary getting ready to check back in. And Williams going to go out. Anna Williams, who's had a very good tournament, going to go to the sidelines.
Riverdale softball, 50-inning scrimmage today, too. So it's that time of the year. Baseball and softball about ready to crank it up.
And the weather doesn't really cooperate for all those 50 innings either.
No, it did today. Good day to get that in.
Hunt has it over to Bolton. Top of the key. Takes a couple of dribbles. It's picked off. She tries to make a pass. Jones has it. Going to go in. Misses the layup. Going to be out of bounds and a push. And that may be on Watkins. We'll see here. Nope, maybe not.
I think she was the one that was fouled.
Bolton commits the personal.
Watkins was ready to lay that one back in the hole.
Davenport comes in. Middleton takes a break. Alexa Middleton with 12 points leads Riverdale. Watkins at the free throw line. In and out. Rebound, McCrary. 30-17, Warriors. Bulldogs with the basketball. Looking for that double team. They get it, but she gets it out to Blanchard. Now into Bolton at the wing. Out top of the circle to McCrary. Stops, shoots, walks before she takes that shot. Turnover for Smyrna. It is number 13. And it'll be Riverdale's ball. A little hesitant. I think she felt like that ball was going to be blocked. And so she went up and didn't shoot. Petty has it between the circles. Goes left side, Jones over in the corner to Davenport. She'll put up a 3. It's rolling, no good. Rebound, Barbie goes up strong. A foul going to be called. McCrary gets her, and Barbie going to be shooting 2.
Back-to-back threes put the Lady Raiders up 14-9 in the women's game.
Jacobia Barbie at the free throw line. It's up and it is no good. Barbie gets another. It's up. Too hard. Rebound picked up. Kayla Hunt. Long baseball pass to Blanchard. Stop. Shoots. Eight-footer. Good. Blanchard with her first basket. Great pass by Kayla Hunt. 30-19 the score. Riverdale by 11. To Watkins. She shoots the three. She misses. Rebound. McIntyre. Here comes Smyrna. Long pass to Blanchard. Down low. Layup good. Blanchard with back-to-back baskets, and it's 30-21.
They've had back-to-back-to-back baskets here in this second quarter, John.
Petty slowly walks it up. Lobs it in the high post to Barbie. Makes a move to the right side. Goes off the right block. Foul by McCreary. So Barbie will go to the free throw line again. 5:08 to go here in the first half. At the... Let's see. We've got a 4:30 game coming up, and that's the Blackman boys against the Smyrna boys. Looking forward to that one. Free throw by Barbie's good. Then at 6 tonight, it's the Blackman girls and the Oakland girls, and that should be a really good game. And then the nightcap tonight, Siegel and Laverne boys at 7:30.
That won't be a shabby game either.
No, none of those. Free throw missed by Barbie.
She hit one of two there, John, so puts the lead back to 10.
31-21 our score. Kayla Hunt drives baseline, now goes back out. In some trouble, gets it to McCreary. Goes to the basket, stripped by Middleton, goes out to Barbie. And now a collision right at the 50-yard line, and McIntyre picks up a foul.
There's a flag on the play.
Certainly is. Middleton made a great catch, kept her feet inbounds. On the pass from Dan Marino. Middleton going to go to the free throw line. You probably don't even know who Dan Marino is.
Yeah, I bet he could still throw it.
Free throw is good.
He's the Nutrisystem guy now.
Isn't it funny how what they're known for? 13-point lead, 13 points, that is, by Middleton. Second free throw is good. I think she's perfect from the line tonight.
She is.
12-point Riverdale lead, 33-21, 4:41 to go in the first half. Kayla Hunt gets by Middleton. Stops, shoots, 15-footer, good. I'll say this for Smyrna tonight, Brian, they're hitting.
They're shooting very well, 4-4 in this quarter.
Petty all the way in, no good. Barbie there for the rebound and can't get it, but I think McCreary is going to pick up her third foul. Barbie's done an excellent job on the offensive glass tonight. Kobe's going to go to the free throw line once again. A 10-point Riverdale lead, 4:25 to go in the first half. Free throws missed. A good crowd for a 3 o'clock ballgame, isn't it?
Well, I think a lot of these folks are settled in for a long four-game night here.
It's a really good deal, isn't it? I mean,
well, sure.
For four games for $5.
See some of the best basketball in Middle Tennessee.
Free throw is up and rolls good. Barbie hits one of two. She has 14 on the night and an 11-point Riverdale lead. Kayla Hunt brings it across for Smyrna. A trap by Riverdale. They get away with it. Blanchard, though, however, goes off her leg, and it'll be another turnover, and that's 15. Again, that's a perfect example of where the pressure caused a turnover, but not really the pressure. Does that make sense to you? It was after they'd already gotten by the pressure.
Sometimes it's anticipating what's next.
Lack of concentration, you know, that kind of thing. Middleton, foul line extended, gives it off to Davenport for three, rolls in and out, rebound, Savannah McIntyre. Needing some help, long pass out to Bolton, she can't hang on, it's another turnover, 16 for the Bulldogs.
Riverdale has not turned the ball over yet.
That is so amazing to me. They do that so often. 34-23. Riverdale leads. Petty with the basketball, picked up by Blanchard. Davenport picks it up at the foul line, extended. Now looks for low, down low to Barbie. Running a little high, low. Barbie turns around with the left hand and puts it in. 16 for Barbie.
It was that left-handed dribble to take it just to the left a little bit to give herself some room to shoot that little two-footer.
Putting on a clinic down low tonight. Blanchard takes a few dribbles, gives it off to McIntyre in the corner. McIntyre drives, gets it back. Now to Williams in the corner. Trying to get it down low to Bolton. It'll be Smyrna's ball. Davenport hustling for that. And that's one call that might, I'm not really sure that that came off of Shelby. She comes up lame a little bit.
Lady Raiders 16, FAU 11. 7:44 left in the first half.
Bolton scores from about 14. I'm telling you, the Lady Bulldogs are, when they get the basket, without the turnovers, this game is really tight. And a foul going to be called on Taisha Petty as Riverdale turns it over.
Their first turnover there. Smyrna 5 of 5 in this quarter, John, shooting from the field.
Don't you think if you're Sean Milton, you got to be ecstatic? I mean, really?
Well, I mean, you got to shoot that well to stay in it, and they've had 7 turnovers in this quarter, so that's taken a lot of possessions away, so you got to make them all count.
McIntyre and Jones tips it out of bounds. If anything, it's good for confidence.
Now, sure.
They may come out in the third quarter and really struggle, but they've played a good first half against the Warriors, and let's face it, Riverdale is Riverdale.
Well, you got to put together 4 good quarters, like you said earlier, and one of the keys to the game for Smyrna.
And there's that turnover again, and Barbie gets it to Jones. Going all the way. No, she dishes off to Petty. Great pass inside. Middleton misses the layup. Rebound. It's Jones. Middleton comes away with it. And a foul going to be called as they scramble for the basketball. And it's on McIntyre. Her third. Now, one thing that Smyrna needs to be concerned with, they've got 3 girls with 3 fouls on them. Middleton's free throw is good.
I want to remind you that you can listen in to the game here on the radio, or you can head to goprimetimesports.com. We've got a link there to the Oakland TSSAA network site where you can actually watch the game and hear our radio broadcast there. So if you're sitting at home, you can do that as well.
Free throw is up and good by Middleton. Anna Williams comes back in. Smyrna going to have to depend a lot on Williams and Blanchard tonight coming off the bench. Hunt in some trouble. Loses the ball. Great defense, Riverdale. Davenport goes up strong to the basket, and she is fouled. 18 turnovers. First foul on Kayla Hunt, and Shelby Davenport goes to the free throw line. Shelby has 2 points tonight. Eyes it, puts it up, no good. She'll get another one. Second one is up. It's good. So 1 of 2 for Davenport. 39-25 Riverdale. Bolton with it for Smyrna. Driving, goes up with a hook shot, misses it. Rebound, Jones, intercepted by Blanchard. From the corner, too strong. Williams is there with the rebound. She can't get it to fall. And now a rebound by Barbie and a foul on Smyrna. And maybe now a technical foul as well. And Sean Middleton is beside himself here. Foul on the Smyrna bench, technical. And Barbie's going to shoot it.
She's probably shooting the foul, yeah.
Yeah, free throw was good. I would think Middleton will shoot the technical. Second one is up, rolls in and out. And indeed it is Middleton who will shoot the free throw, the technical, and they'll get the ball. 40-25, the lead is 15 for Riverdale. Free throw missed. Warriors with another one. Middleton eyes it, rolls good. Middleton with 17 tonight. She and Barbie are tied with the lead, 17 apiece. Jones going to throw it in for the Warriors. Leading by 16. Well, that, I don't know if it's hurt yet, but if they get this basket here, the technical will really loom large toward the end of this first half.
Yeah, it'll be a 4 or 5 point swing.
Feed inside. It goes to Barbie. How she got that shot off, I don't know. Gets her own rebound. It's missed. And they're going to call a foul on Barbie with Bolton rebounding. Barbie second. And Smyrna will make the trip toward the swimming pool down here and shoot their free throws.
Got Smyrna fans excited here down below.
Allie Bolton. Puts the first one up. It's good. Allie Bolton, a good free throw shooter. She has seven.
It's only the third free throw shot by Smyrna tonight. They'll have another, and they're 3 of 3 right now.
I think she shot all of them, Brian, I think. I believe it's Allie. Second one is up. Rolls. No good this time. Rebound Jones. 41-26 Riverdale. Petty with the ball. 1:46 to go in the half. Middleton down low to Barbie. Loses it. Out of bounds. It'll still belong to the Warriors. They say one of the Hunt girls knocked it out. Tori Watkins getting ready to come back in. Olivia Jones will take a seat. Lob into Watkins. Down low to Petty. They get it in. Layup, no good. Rebound, Barbie. She's slapped around and rebound, Blanchard. Here come the Bulldogs. 41-26. The jumper by Kayla Hunt, no good. Barbie, long pass to Middleton. The layup is going to be good. Barbie to Middleton. 43-26. Biggest lead for Riverdale at 17. Kayla gets it over to Blanchard. Brooklyn has it, like this freshman. She has played well in this tournament also. 56 seconds. Let's see if Smyrna plays for the last one. They're down by 17. Hunt. They give it to Bolton, right side. Allie going up, loses the ball. Rebound Middleton. Quick hands, behind the back pass. Behind the back pass again. Now gives it over to Petty. Make that behind-the-back dribble. Two of them. Petty, right side, Davenport. Over to Watkins. Middleton comes off a pick. Jumper from 15 is too long. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. Alexa Middleton, sophomore, Brian, and just going to get better.
Oh, she's got a beautiful shot. She's going to be able to play on the next level.
She can handle the ball. She can do just about anything. Good free throw shooter. Two behind the back dribbles consecutively. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Petty, Barbie, over to Petty again. Jumper from outside, no good, too strong. There's Davenport. Shot missed, Treasure Hunt comes down with it. That's the end of the first half, and the score, Riverdale 43. Smyrna Bulldogs 26, the Warriors take a 17-point lead going into the locker room. And we'll come back. We'll have the halftime stats for you along with an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as we continue with State Farm Prep Basketball District Tournament time on WGNS.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome back here from District 7 basketball action. It's the first game of the night. Riverdale leading Smyrna 43-26 at the end of the first half. And we've got a lot of basketball left to play. Further games coming up tonight at 4:30. It's the Blackman boys 20-3 against the Smyrna Bulldogs 17-13. At 6 o'clock tonight, girls action: Blackman girls against the Oakland girls, 20-4 Blackman, 23-5 Oakland. And then the nightcap of the evening, it'll be Brian Barrett doing the play-by-play with Siegel and Laverne. So some really good three games coming up here in District 7 action from Oakland High School. Our stats tonight in the first half brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And the scoring went like this. Shakobia Barbie had 17 points tonight, along with Alexa Middleton with 19, and she has put on a clinic here in the first half. Olivia Jones has added 5. Shelby Davenport off the bench with 3 for Riverdale. For Smyrna, they're led with Kayla Hunt with 7 and Allie Bolton with 7. Savannah McIntyre with 2. Treasure Hunt has 6. She has 2 first bank threes. And Brooklyn Blanchard has 4 points off the bench. Anna Williams has also played for Smyrna Bulldogs. Riverdale has played only 6 players tonight so far. And Smyrna has only played actually only 7, so it's been nip and tuck up until about the last 2 or 3 minutes of that first half. Riverdale was around the 8-9 mark lead throughout the first half, and then they upped it to a 17 with a spurt there in the end of the first half. They led 24-15 at the end of the first quarter, and they lead by 17 here in the second quarter. Riverdale had 19 turnovers to Smyrna's 14. Rebounds to Smyrna's 14 rebounds. Field goal shooting 37% for Riverdale, 14 of 38. They had 2 first bank threes. Smyrna 10 of 17, 59%. That's pretty impressive for the Lady Bulldogs. They had 3 first bank threes. The difference is Riverdale has 38 attempts and only 17 for Smyrna. 13 of 22 for the free throw line for Riverdale, 59%. Smyrna's only gone to the free throw line 4 times. They have hit 3 of them for 75%. But here's the difference, and when you play Riverdale, this is the key. Smyrna, 19 turnovers in that first half. Riverdale has 2. So that is the difference in the ball game, as the turnovers have really mounted, particularly in that second quarter for the Smyrna Bulldogs. And Brian, again, we mentioned on the stats that the turnovers, 19-2, that's almost an unbelievable stat, the difference there. And it's really the difference in this game.
Well, right now at this point, when you turn the ball over that much, you're going to have to shoot 59-60%. Now, I guess the key for Smyrna in this game, John, will be to cut out some of the turnovers and to continue to shoot that well, where with Riverdale, 37% not typical for them. They're not shooting particularly well at this point, so It's going to be a tale of two halves. What happens here in the third quarter is going to be a big determining factor in who's going to win this game, I think.
Well, some good things have happened for Smyrna, quite honestly. Riverdale's not shooting particularly well. They've shut out Petty, and Watkins hasn't scored, so two of the Riverdale starters. The bad news for Smyrna, Alexa Middleton has 19, and Barbie has 17, so they've kind of made up the difference in that first half. But Smyrna's shooting very well. But I mentioned it before you came back in to the broadcast. Only 17 attempts for Smyrna. That's got to improve too. Better rebounding as well.
Well, I mean, you cut out 19 of them, or possibly 19 with that many turnovers. So that's a big key. Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update: MTSU women 30, FAU 16 at halftime. 30-16, middle leading FAU in women's basketball on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. You can hear that game live on 89.5 and tape delayed here this evening. State Farm Prep Basketball District Tournament Style brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and our friends at Fans Heating and Air. A timeout for us, and we'll come back with the second half of action. You've got the Lady Warriors leading the Lady Bulldogs 43-26.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night 8-10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family too. Hi, this is Lori Sane-Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball District Tournament Style brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. A Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update for you. Lawrence County defeated Lincoln County in 8AA girls semifinals, 60-42. So Lawrence County will be number one or number two over there, and Lincoln County will be three or four. And the boys' game, Lincoln County, Lawrence County is next. We'll keep you updated on the 8AA tournament as we look toward the region a bit later on. Now here's the second half with John.
All right, thank you, Brian. And Riverdale with a 17-point lead. Get the ball first as we start the second half. Olivia Jones gets it inside to Barbie. Back out to Middleton, open, short, rebound, and we've got a push underneath. And the starting lineups here in this second half, brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy. And McCrary picks up another foul, and that is immediately going to get her on the bench. Let's go over those lineups. After this play, Middleton inside to Barbie, spins, moves, left block, misses the shot, gets out to Jones. Jumper is no good. Rebound. It's going to be Kayla Hunt along with Miranda McCrary, Treasure Hunt, Allie Bolton, and Brooklyn Blanchard for Smyrna. Here's Middleton with a steal. Down low, good. Middleton with a basket. She has 21. Riverdale's got Jones, Petty, Middleton, Barbie, and Watkins, and another steal by Barbie. Jumper by Middleton is short. Barbie there to put it back up and in. So just like that, Riverdale increases that lead to 21. 47-26, 6:59 to go. And the dribbling you hear behind us is not Brian, it's actually basketballs. And they are practicing over here. The next game, a jumper by Bolton is good. She's having quite a night. She has 9, 47-28. Petty across the timeline for Riverdale, gives it out to Watkins. Hand off back to Petty, drives all the way in, and we're going to have a hold on Smyrna. And Taisha Petty is going to go to the free throw line. Foul on Blanchard.
Smyrna boys warming up behind us. It's Smyrna and Blackman in the next game. Second game of our four-game set today.
Free throw by Petty's good. That's her first point. Anna Williams coming in. McCrary goes back out with four fouls. So Anna Williams is going to have to pick up a lot of slack here in the second half. Petty eyes it, puts it up, and it rolls good. 2 points for Petty, 48-49 to 28. Jamie Huffman doing the scoreboard again tonight. He's seen a little bit of everything. Scoreboard malfunctioning last night. Williams may have walked, and it doesn't matter. It's turnover. Petty all the way in. Layup good. Petty with four. She's getting in on the action now. 51-28. Double team on Kayla Hunt. Gets away and gives it to Treasure Hunt. Drives baseline. Feed inside to Bolton. Beautiful play, a beautiful pass and shot.
Boy, what a great pass there from Hunt.
Over in the corner. And Middleton can't handle the pass. Gives it right to Kayla Hunt. Here come the Bulldogs. She loses it. Picks up. And they're going to call a foul. And I think Barbie's going to be the one they're going to call it on. Kind of accidental, really.
She was there, and Hunt kind of put her hand out just to break the fall. And contact, I guess, first was by Barbie.
And the third foul on Barbie. Middleton comes out. Davenport comes in. 51-30. Treasure Hunt gives it over to Allie Bolton. Left side it goes to Kayla Hunt. Back to Treasure Hunt. And Kayla Hunt will set it back up. 21-point Riverdale lead. 5:27 to go in the third. Treasure looks, shoots, misses. Rebound. Jones. Petty. Driving through the lane, goes up with a scoop shot, good. Petty with six.
She must have heard you say she'd been shut out in the first half.
I think so. I didn't know I was an inspiration to her, but she's got 6 points. You know, I got this feeling Taisha Petty's not really caring what I think.
Probably not.
Kayla Hunt. Well, you didn't have to agree with me that quickly.
Oh,
Kayla
sorry.
Hunt and a foul going to be picked up by Petty.
I'll take it back. Maybe she does care.
Middleton going to come back in, and Torrey Watkins coming out. John Wild has only used, six players, but he has gotten everybody rest, hadn't he?
Well, the Middleton just got a couple of minutes right there, and it's kind of how he's been working them in.
Kayla Hunt over to Williams in the corner, back out to Hunt. Kayla gets back out to Treasure Hunt. 53-30, Riverdale by 23. Tries to drive, and it's intercepted. You can't hardly do that. Barbie, Petty, layup, good.
Four baskets in a row, and John, 5 of 6 from the field here in the last few minutes for Riverdale.
The lead is 25. Kayla Hunt, right side, now goes over to Bolton between the circles, left side to Treasure Hunt. Middleton picks her up. Hunt with a few dribbles. Standing out now, doesn't like what she sees, and sets it back up. Williams, Barbie giving her a lot of room. Blanchard, left side, it goes back to Treasure Hunt. She's going to drive, flips it out. Blanchard, open for three. In and out, rebound, tipped. Controlled by Middleton. Left-handed pass over to Barbie. Behind the back dribble, Barbie, Davenport, jumper short. Barbie tips it, no good. Rebound, that had gone in, unbelievable. Inside Davenport, Barbie, make that Jones good. Jones there, she sneaked in on me. 57-30, Blanchard tries to get it to Williams, intercepted by Barbie. Here's the pass to Petty, down low, left-handed layup, good. Petty with 10. She's answered that bell, didn't she, coming out in the third quarter. And a timeout on the court here with Riverdale leading it. And we'll take 1-2, 59-30, Riverdale on top.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And everybody's heard, you are what you eat. Well, that saying holds true for pets as well. And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of premium foods to keep your pets happy, healthy, and well. And when you come see us at Animal City, make sure to leave time to visit with our locally raised and rescue puppies and kittens. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, Brent is also Heating and Air post-game show. We'll have many MINI post-game shows throughout the evening. Prentice also Heating and Air will redo your Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, Midas and Murfreesboro Shift Change of the Game, update the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more.
And Smyrna with the ball. Williams has it down low, puts it up and in. Little short jumper by Anna Williams. 59-32, Riverdale with the ball. They lead it. Jones drives all the way in, lays it up and in. Continuation counts, and a foul.
Boy, Riverdale really came out with a little extra fire here in the second half and have forced Smyrna into six turnovers to give them a 25 turnover. They're winning the turnovers, let's say, 22-3.
Jones with 10. They're finding that lane open in the middle. 62-32. It's 30-point lead now for the Warriors. Over to McIntyre, playing in foul trouble. Shawn Milton felt like you probably need to put her back in. Over in the corner to Treasure Hunt. Drives, puts it up. Hunt finds gold. Treasure Hunt with a basket. She has eight. 2:25 to go in the quarter. Down low, Jones misses the easy one. Gets it back, can't get it to fall. Rebound, Kayla Hunt. John Wild with a big smile on his face. And Penny makes a steal on Kayla Hunt. Layup good. I don't see John Wild smile much, but when Jones missed those two little layups, I think he got tickled at her.
Well, Taisha Petty has just been on a tear here in the third quarter. That may be our shift change of the game.
Yeah, you don't shut her out, do you? She gets mad. 64-34, Kayla Hunt with the basketball. Smyrna trails by 30. Boys game to follow. Blackman Blaze, Smyrna Bulldogs. Should be a good one. Bolton from the corner. Good. First bank three. Allie Bolton having quite a night. She has done about everything you possibly could do.
I tell you, Smyrna may wind up losing this game, John, but they're going to give fits to a lot of people here in the region.
Barbie down low. Williams hanging all over her. And I don't know if that was a shooting foul. I don't think so. Riverdale's going to take it out underneath the basket. A minute 23 to go in the third quarter. Maddie Cantrell is coming in along with Tori Watkins. Petty takes a seat, and so does Jones. Inside, Barbie, layup missed, rebound, tipped away. Hunt has it. Over to McIntyre. Savannah drives with the left hand, lays it up and in. McIntyre with four.
They hit their last four shots in a row, including a first bank three in there, Smyrna has.
64-39. Cantrell has it, bounce pass Davenport. Cross court pass, Watkins open for three. Swish. Watkins gets on the scoreboard with the first bank three. 67-39. 52 seconds to go in the third. Hunt, McIntyre. Over to Bolton in the corner. Double teamed. Needing help. Left open. Shoot, scores. Bolton with 16. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter clock.
Well, I've got my Smyrna player of the game.
Oh, definitely. She has played tremendous. Over left side, Middleton drives past Hunt, goes up from the right side, left block that is, and the shot is missed. Watkins there for the rebound. Anna Williams going to foul her. Well, there's no doubt about that, I think, in my mind. Tonight, Allie Bolton with 16 points. I don't know how many shots she's missed. I think I've only seen her miss one shot tonight. Watkins at the free throw line. It's up and rolls good. Torrey has four. And she'll get another one. McCrary coming back in. Williams going out. McCrary playing with four fouls. Second one is up. Good. Free throw by Watkins is good. 69-41 Warriors. Treasure Hunt has it. To McIntyre. Passes over to Kayla Hunt. Long jumper is off the rim, no good. Barbie there to get down the rebound. Pushes it out. Middleton at the buzzer. The basket does not go. And that's the end of the third quarter. Riverdale still on top. 69-41 over Smyrna. You're listening to Prep Basketball on WGNS. It's State Farm Prep Basketball, by the way. Stay with us.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars, Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
Smyrna with the basketball. They trail 69-41. Kayla Hunt with the ball over in the corner to McIntyre. Drives baseline, puts it up. No good. Rebound picked up Middleton. Riverdale wanting to run. Baseball pass to Jones. Feed behind from Davenport. Wasn't ready. Kayla Hunt picks it up. Hunt in the corner to McIntyre. Jumper is short. Rebound McCrary. Can't hang on to it. Jones comes away with it. Here come the Warriors. Down the floor. Now to Petty. They'll slow things down. Boys game just a few minutes away here. Riverdale with a 28-point lead. Lob down low to Barbie. She goes up with the left hand, no good. Gets it again, misses it. And the ball's tipped, knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Riverdale. Williams coming back in. Blanchard coming back in for Smyrna. McCrary goes out. And Allie Bolton going to get a breather. And Riverdale will throw it in. Petty. And there's a delay for some reason. I think they're trying to figure out who's coming in for Smyrna. Bree Patterson will be coming in. 5'4 sophomore. And the lob down into Middleton is no good. A foul going to be called on Smyrna. And Middleton will go to the free throw line. Brooklyn Blanchard commits the personal. Middleton with the free throw. It's up and good. Alexa with 22. Kayla Hunt comes back out. Bree Patterson coming back in. I think Kayla had something wrong, either a equipment malfunction or something. Middleton, free throw, second one good. Alexa with 23 tonight. 71-41. The lead is 30 for Riverdale. 6:49 to go in the game. Between the circles is Blanchard. She gets by Petty. Bounce pass. Intercepted by Barbie. She waits for some Warriors to come down. Now finds Davenport down the lane. Layup good. Unselfishness. Boy. 5 points for Davenport. Blanchard to Williams. Back to Blanchard. She's the long three. No good. Rebound. Davenport. Here come the Warriors back across. Petty drives all the way in. Lays it up and in. Petty having a great second half. She has 14. Here comes Kayla Hunt, bringing it across the timeline, 6:07 mark of the game. To Treasure Hunt. Gives it off to Blanchard, left side, between the circles. Blanchard dribbles. Middleton picks her up. Kayla Hunt has it down, left side. Takes a look, gives it over to McIntyre in the corner. She'll shoot the three. She'll score the three. First bank three for Savannah McIntyre, who has seven.
They have shot half the number of Riverdale, and they have shot very, very well tonight, Smyrna has.
75-44. Over in the corner to Davenport from the wing, left side, first bank three. They answer the call as well, and it's a timeout here on the floor with Riverdale leading 78-44, and the Warriors have had a tremendous third quarter. And we're going to take a timeout, but a chance to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. And when we're talking about auctions, Bob Parks Auction and Bob Bug and Stan Vaught are the best. With their years of market experience to work for you. Hey, you know, they know Rutherford County. They've been here, lived here, worked here all their life. They probably even know all those little back roads, just like you and I do. So why not get with your neighbors down the street? That's Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. True professionals, they really are, and great guys. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
And Petty goes to the bench, and having a 14 points in the second half, ball's intercepted. Middleton has it for Riverdale. 3-on-2. Inside, Jones too far under, but Watkins there. She can't get it to fall. And the loose ball, it'll be Riverdale's. They have hit the boards hard this second half, Brian.
Yeah, 30-19. They're leading the rebounds after it was 19-14 at the end of the first half. So they really have crashed the boards.
Jones for three. No good. Rebound, Kayla Hunt. Gets it over Jones and gets right through and still alive with the basketball. To McIntyre, open, misses the shot. Rebound, Kayla Hunt, it falls no good. Jones comes away with it. Here come the Warriors moving down the floor. Middleton from eight, jumper no good. Rebound, Bolton. Bolton comes away, going to dribble it up the court herself. Gives it to Blanchard, stops, shoots, misses the shot. And McIntyre going to pick up the foul over the back. And that is number four on Savannah. 78-44. Brian, one thing I guess you can say, Riverdale just going to move on here and going to be in the championship hunt here. But Smyrna has got to have gained a little confidence tonight. I know they turned the ball over a lot, but shooting the ball, that may be one of their better shooting nights.
Well, I would say that it is. Didn't really see that big drop-off in the third quarter either from Smyrna. They kept battling. So I think you're seeing some maturity come up here for the Lady Bulldogs.
Treasure Hunt has it left side. Feeds it down low. It's picked off. McIntyre, however, holds on to it. Possession error goes to Riverdale, however. So another Smyrna turnover.
That is 29.
Riverdale brings it across. Middleton slowly across the timeline. Bounce pass to the high post to Watkins. Now to Middleton. Stop. Shoot. Squares up. Swish. Alexa Middleton with 25.
You cannot give her that much time.
44-30. To McIntyre, left side. Goes to Bolton. To Blanchard, back to Bolton. Looks for some help. Now Blanchard comes to her. 3:39 to go in the game. Blackman boys, Smyrna boys coming up next. After our Prentice Alsop and Heating and Air postgame show, there's a drive by Blanchard. She is going to be fouled as she goes up. I think Cantrell got her.
In the postgame show, we'll go give all the stats in this first game and everything. Then we'll have our ideas teased between games report. And then back here for the second game.
Brooklyn Blanchard at the free throw line. She has four tonight. Free throw's good. Make that five.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. The Lady Raiders lead FAU 30-18. That's in the second half. You can hear the game live on 89.5 or tape delayed here after our District 7 AAA action.
Free throw five by Blanchard is good. Castleman is in the game along with Grierson, Cantrell, Davenport, and Chestnut. Make that Chestnut. And McIntyre makes a steal, misses the shot. Rebound by Blanchard. It's going to fall, and a foul going to be called on Cantrell again. Blanchard with eight. And going to the line will be Brooklyn Blanchard.
Also in eight AAA girls game, Lawrence County defeated Lincoln County 60-42 to advance to the eight AAA championship game.
Smyrna gets the rebound back. Blanchard goes up with it. Saved over there by Williams. Jumper by Treasure Hunt's no good. Bolton goes up. Can't get it to fall. Williams tips it out of bounds, and it'll be Smyrna's ball. Grierson is in. Chestnut in. Cantrell, Watkins, and Castleman for Riverdale. For Smyrna, McIntyre, Bolton, Blanchard, Treasure Hunt, and Williams. And there's a drive by Allie Bolton. 18 for Allie tonight. 80-50. 2:36 mark. Ball's knocked away.
John, right now at this point in the game, Smyrna has scored 15 more points than they did in the previous game. In playing Riverdale, so they've shot much better tonight.
And the ball is knocked away. Smyrna, Allie make that. Anna Williams goes into the Riverdale bench.
The two previous scores were 78-28 and 79-35.
There's Cantrell driving in the lane, misses the shot. Rebound Williams, coming away with it to Kayla Hunt. 80-50, under 2 minutes now in the game. Blanchard back out, Hunt open for three. Too hard, too strong. Rebound, Cantrell coming up with it for Riverdale. McIntyre fights for it, can't get it. Maddie brings it across, now throws it away. McIntyre gets it, looking for some help, finds Kayla Hunt eventually. 1:37 to go, 30-point Riverdale lead. Blanchard from the corner, no good. Rebound, Williams. To McIntyre, to Hunt, to Blanchard. Going to shoot the three again, too strong. Rebound, out of bounds, off Castleman. It'll be Smyrna's ball. That ball game in the second game tonight, it'll be Blackman boys, and they are 20-3. Smyrna 17-13. Williams drives, gives it off to Kayla Hunt. Hunt, left side Blanchard. Stops, shoots, eight-footer in the lane, no good. Rebound picked up by Watkins. Torrey brings it across, and they say she carried the ball, and she did. Clock moving, 80-50, our score. 48 seconds, 45, 40. Hunt, final seconds of this one about underway. Riverdale will advance now into the championship game. Kayla Hunt shoots from downtown, no good. Rebound and a collision with Williams and Grierson, everybody's okay. 24 seconds to go. Castleman to throw it in. Lobs it too far over Grierson's head. Good save by Hunt to Blanchard. Misses the shot. Scramble for the ball, and it's going to be Smyrna's. Williams gives it to Bolton. Long three, no good. Rebound. Bolton going for it. That's your ball game, folks. Final score tonight. The Riverdale Warriors defeat the Smyrna Bulldogs by a score of 80-50. And we'll be back with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air post-game show. We'll have all the stats for you, as well as anything going on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. As we continue here from District 7 basketball, you're listening to State Farm. We're not going to take a break. I do this every time, don't I? Well, let's just go right into it then, okay? The Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And Brian, I can do this by myself. I don't really need any help.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Alexa Middleton with 25 points for Riverdale. She got things going, scored the first 5 points for the Warriors, and the Riverdale Warriors never looked back. And Middleton has 25 to win that honor. And for Smyrna, Allie Bolton, got to be Allie Bolton, 18 points. She had a first bank three in there too, and one of her best nights of her career. And she's just a freshman, so she's got a long way to go, doesn't she? Loveless Fine Photography, players of the game. For timeless senior portraits, call Alan Loveless at 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. And looking at our Midas shift change of the game, and Brian, you mentioned it earlier, I think, with the third quarter with Petty coming in there with 14 points. But I really got to give it to Middleton, I think, with those first 5 points, kind of set the tone. And Riverdale, got off to a 9-0 lead and before Smyrna could score. And just kind of set the pace for the rest of the game. No, I think the closest Smyrna got was 9, and that was it.
Well, and it was at that point when things started to kind of get away from them, John, from Smyrna. So I agree with that. Midas of Murfreesboro, shift change of the game.
Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. And you've got the team stats for us as we continue here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air post-game show. Go at it, my man.
All right, here we go. Team stats from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Rebounds, 35 for Riverdale. Smyrna with 27. 35-27, Riverdale wins the rebound battle. Shooting from the field, 44% for Smyrna, 20 of 45. They had 5 first bank threes, 44%. For the Lady Bulldogs. For Riverdale, 28 of 69, 41% from the field, and they had 4 first bank threes of their own. So 69 shots to 45 shots. In terms of foul shooting, 19 of 28, 68% for the Lady Warriors, 63%, 5 of 8 for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. Turnovers, a bunch of them for Smyrna, unfortunately, 30 for Smyrna, 7 for the Lady Warriors. It was 24-15 Riverdale at the end of the first, 43-26 at halftime, 69-41 Riverdale at the end of the third, and they win it tonight by a final of 80-50.
Scoring looked like this, Brian. Shakobia Barbie had 19 for Riverdale, Middleton with 25, Taisha Petty had 14, Olivia Jones with 10, Tori Watkins with 5, Shelby Davenport has finished with 8 points tonight. For Smyrna, Kayla Hunt had 7, Savannah McIntyre with 7, Allie Bolton had 18, Treasure Hunt with 8, and Brooklyn Blanchard at 8, Anna Williams chipped in with 2. The final score again here in the first game, Riverdale 80 and Smyrna 50, and they will now take on the winner in the championship game of the Blackman-Oakland game, which will be played tonight at 6 o'clock. That's the Prentice Awesome Heating Air postgame show. We've got Blackman.